Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachas, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Because in the previous Mishnah we learned about sets of things, where one is basically not good without the other. You have to have both. It's not like if you have one of the two, you have half. If you don't have both, you have nothing. For example, the Silas and the Shaman, or the Kaimitz and the Levina. So we're going to take a little bit of a tour through Shas, and we're going to see other things, where if you don't have the whole set, you have nothing. The Mishnah begins. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two goats on Yom Kippur, where one is Lashem and the other is La'azazel. Ma'akvin ze ezeh. One holds back the other. Right, in Yom Kippur, you bring these two Seirim, the Kohen Gadol makes a Goyrel. The Sawyer that gets Goyrel Lashem becomes a Chatas. His blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where it's sprayed, and in the Heichol, the Sawyer that's La'azazel get sent off to the Midbar, Leretz Gezeira. The two Seirim are Ma'akvim Zeza. That means neither one is kosher without the other. Viter says the Mishnah, Shnei Chifsei Atzeres, the two lambs on Shavuos that are brought as a Karm Shlom together with the Shtei Halecha Ma'akvim Zeza, to be Ma'akvim one lamb without the other would not be kosher. Viter says the Mishnah, Shtei Chalos Ma'akvim Zuazu. The two Chalos are brought on Shavuos, Shtei Halecha. One holds back the other. In other words, if you don't have both chalais, one doesn't work at all. Can't bring one without the other. Later on, we're going to see a machlokes. If you don't have the chalais, could you bring the kvasim? But right now, we're saying, as far as the kvasim are concerned, or as far as the chalais are concerned, you need both. One keves, or for that matter, one chalais, is not half a set. It's nothing. You have to have both. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Shnei Siddarim Ma'akvin Zezeh. The two stacks of lechem upon him are indispensable. One is ma'ak of the other. It's essential that you have both. So as we have already explained, every Shabbos, they organize on the shulchan, and the heichol, two stacks of lechem upon him. There were six chalais in each stack. And one is not kosher without the other one. And for sure, the chalais themselves within the stack would not be good unless you have all of them. If you have five instead of six, you have nothing. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Vazichen ma'akvin zezeh. Either the spoonfuls of levaina that are placed on the shulchan together with the lechem upon them. You need both. If you only have one, you bechlal did not fulfill the mitzvah of levaina. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Shnei minim shabin nazir. The two types of bread that a nazir has to bring. When does a nazir have to bring bread? When a nazir finishes his naziris, he brings an oila, a chatas, and a shlamim. The shlamim comes along with 20 loaves of two different types of bread. 10 chalois and 10 rakikin. More like wafer-like bread. You have to have both. One without the other, you have nothing. And the shlamim itself is not good. So shnei minim shebenazir, the chalois matzos and the rakikin matzos are indispensable. Each one is essential. Viter says the Mishnah, shloisha shebapara. When the parah adum is being burnt, you have to have three things. Eitz erez, ezoiv, and shnit halah. Cedar wood, special hyssop grass, that's what it's called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and red wool. They're all added to the fire. And you can't say, well, I have two out of the three. No, two out of the three is nothing. You have to have all three. Viter says the Mishnah, arba shebetoida. The carbon toida comes along with four types of bread. Chalais matzais, Rekike matzos, soiles merveches, and chalis lechem chametz. All right, when do we bring a carbon taida? Someone went through a midbar, an ocean, came out of prison, came out of sickness. He now wants to express his thank you to Hashem. So along with the carbon taida, which is a type of shlamim, but doesn't mamash have the same halachais. And one of the ways that it's different is that it's brought with four types of bread, which include three types of matzah. Chalais, Rekikin, and Revucha. Not going to get into it now, how they're different, and one type of chametz. You have to have all four. Vayter says the Mishnah, Arba Sheba Lulav. You can't make a bracha and say, well, I have a lulav, and Esrog, and Adasim. No, a Ravis I had a hard time finding. It doesn't work that way. You have to have all four. Now, the Batanura says, your Yaitse, even if you don't have all four together, even if you took your Esrog in the morning, and the other three in the afternoon, you're yaitz. But if the day comes and goes, and you only had three, it's not like, well, I had three out of the four. No, you have nothing. You didn't have the Dalad Mina. Like three wheels to a car. It's not going to get you anywhere. Vayter says the Mishnah, Arba Shebe Metzaira. When the Metzaira goes through his Tahara process, so he has to bring a tzipa, a bird that is shechted over a klicheres, over an earthenware vessel of Mayim Chayim, of spring water. Then comes four items. Eitz Erez, Ve'ezev, Shni Telos, and a live tzipa. You have the cedar wood, again the hyssop grass, red wool, and a live bird. And they're all dipped together into the water and then used to sprinkle the water onto the Metzaira. Missing one of these four, you're missing everything. It's Ma'akvin Ze Ezeh. Vayter says the Mishnah, Sheva Hazoya Sheba Para Ma'akvin Zu Ezu. Before they burn the Para Aduma, and by the way, it's burnt outside of Yerushalayim, the Kohen takes some of its blood and sprinkles it seven times toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he only did six, he did nothing. Sheva Hazoya Sheba Para Ma'akvin Zu Ezu. One holds back the other. Sheva hazoya shel bein habadim v'shel haperoiches v'shel mizbach hazohav na'akvei zuazu. There are five chatoyas apnimias. That means the chatas where the dam is processed inside the hechel, as opposed to the outside mizbech. The first two are the par v'sor shel yom kippurim, the par of the kohen gadol, and the sor. That's the one that came out to sor l'shem out of the two seirim. And then there's another three. There's the par helam davar shel tzibur. Remember masechtas hayriyos. That's if because of a mistaken psak, the tzibur does something wrong. There's a soyer of avodah zara shel tzibur. Again, there was a mistake in regard to avodah zara. The tzibur followed a mistaken psak. And the par kohen mashiach, that's if the kohen gadol by mistake is over one of certain averis. Now these are called, again, chatoas apnimiyos, because their blood is sprinkled inside the hechel, not on the outside mizbeach. Only the Yom Kippur karbonos have the Sheva Hazois inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Habadim, between the poles of the Aroin. Actually, it's not seven, but it's eight, if you remember. Achas, achas lemaila. The way it goes is he sprinkles the blood of each animal one time in an upward motion and seven times in a downward motion. So really, there's eight. Why does the Mishnah say seven? Because it refers to the seven times he does it in a downward motion. So with the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur, after he spritzes the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he stands in the Hechel and spritzes the blood toward the Pereiches. And the Pereiches was the curtain in between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Hechel. And here too, same thing. Achas Lamaila Sheva Lamaita, one upward spritz and seven downwards. The blood of the other three inner Chatois don't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it spritzes toward the Pereiches. Now, if you remember from your Musaf Shmona Esrei or from Masechtas Yuma, the blood of the two Yom Kippur Karbonis, the Par and the Sar, are mixed together, and then they're sprinkled seven times over the top of the inside Mizbech, the Mizbech Hazav. Batanur explains to us, really there's another application of Dam, and that's on the four corners of the inside Mizbech, but our Mishnah is only talking about the groups of seven. And again, the groups of seven are, for the Yom Kippur Karbonis, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Habadim of the Arayin, standing in the Hechel Keneged the Pereiches. Then they're mixed together, and seven times over the top of the inside Mizbeach. All seven means you need the set of all seven. If you don't have all of them, you don't have any. So, once again, chazring over, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav, the two Seirim on Yom Kippur. Where you do the girl, one is Lashem, one is Lazazel. The Lashem one comes in, the Lazazel gets sent away. You need both Seirim, or else you don't have the mitzvah. None of them are kosher unless you have two. Same is true for the two lambs that are brought as a korban tzibur shlamim on Shavuos. Same is true for the shtei chalois that come along with those lambs. Same is true for the two stacks, six chalos each of the lechem haponim. If you don't have both, you don't have any. Meaning to say, none of it is kosher. Two bezichin, the two spoonfuls of levaina that you're makir by the mizbeach. If you don't have both, you don't have the mitzvah. Plus, the lechem haponim itself and the bezichin levaina need each other. That one, you don't have the other. The Nazir brings two types of bread, chalis matzis and rekike matzis. If you have only one, then you don't have the other. And the shlomim that it comes along with is also not kosher for the Nazir. There are three items needed for the para aduma. Eitz erez ve'ezav, v'shni selas, cedar wood, the hyssop grass, and the red wool. They have to be added to the fire. There are four kinds of bread for the carbon toida, you need everything. There are four minim in the lulav. You need all four to be yaitza. Your yaitza, if you take them separately, you can take the esrog in the morning. I mean, not lechatchil. Lechatchil, you're supposed to put it together. But b'diavad your yaitza, if you take the esrog in the morning, an hour later the aravais, an hour later the hadasim, an hour later the lulav. But if you don't have all four, you're not yaitza. There are four items needed for the tahar of the mitzayra. Eitz Erez Ve'ezev, Shni Telaz, and the live tzipar. They are Me'akev Zeh Es Zeh. Then we have the seven Hazayis. We have Sheva Hazayis of the Parah, the Paraduma. We explained before the Paraduma was burnt. Outside of Yishalayim, the Kohen takes some of its blood and sprinkles it seven times toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You need all seven. We explained that there are five Chatois Pnimiyais. Two Yom Kippur. And the Kohen has to do Sheva Hazayis, which is really eight. We said, Achas, Achas, Lamayla. But Lamaisa, we call it seven Hazayis, seven downwards Hazayis. And on Yom Kippur, this is done several times. The first, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the posts of the Arayin, outside in the Heichol, toward the Pereiches. And that spritzing is over the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav. There actually were four more that had to be placed on the four corners of the Mizbeach, but the Mishnah doesn't discuss that over here. But that too is Ma'akev. Then you have the other three inner chatoyas have nothing to do with Yom Kippur per se. They have to do with mistakes that were made by either the Beis Din or the Kohen Gadol. Or there was a mistake in regard to Avodah Zarah. And the Yidden followed that ruling. They also require Sheva Hazayis. And in all these cases of the Sheva Hazayis, you need all seven. I remember when my Rebbe learned this sugya with us. We were really learning Masechtas Menachos in camp. Actually, we were learning the next Perek that's to do with Tefillin and so on. So he said, the lesson we learn from here is that certain things in our lives, the Rabbeinu Hashem knows how much we need. And until you have that amount, we can't walk away with it because it would be useless. How many times does it happen in our lives? We want something, we only get a little. Why can't I get the whole thing? I have the food, why can't I take it? I have a camp to go to, why can't we go a day early? We're in yeshiva, we were supposed to get off early. Why didn't it happen? There was supposed to be a snowstorm, then there was no storm, it turned into rain. Because the Rabbeinu Hashem knows how much of yeshiva you need. The Rabbeinu Hashem knows how much food you need, how much bracha you need. And if you don't wait it out till you have that amount, if you take it too early, you'll have nothing. Everything is with an exact number. Where we are, who we are, what we are. And the Rabbeinu Hashem says, no, I'm not going to let you do something, which at the end you think is good now. But the reality is you'll have nothing from it.